This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
On this vote, the yeas are 88, the nays are 9. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the passage of this bill, the bill is passed.
And with that, the threat of a federal government shutdown ended late Saturday night after Congress approved a temporary funding bill to keep federal agencies open until November 17th, and President Biden signed it. Both sides of the U.S. Senate say this is just a temporary fix. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Now, I've said from day one, this is a bridge CR, a temporary solution, not the final destination. We will not stop fighting for more economic and security assistance for Ukraine. Majorities in both parties support Ukraine aid. And doing more is vital for America's security and for democracy around the world.
And Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Ukraine has not been abandoned.
I'm confident the Senate will pass further urgent assistance to Ukraine later this year. But let's be clear, the alternative to our action today, an entirely avoidable government shutdown, would not just pause our progress on these important priorities, it would actually shut them back.
And Reuters' Diane Toe on President Joe Biden's reaction.
As the bill was sent to the U.S. president to sign into law, Joe Biden also stressed the need to continue supporting Ukraine. But in a statement, he also called its passage good news, saying it was, quote, preventing an unnecessary crisis that would have inflicted needless pain on millions of hardworking Americans. Lawmakers now have the next 45 days to come up with a long-term solution or risk a shutdown again.
That is Reuters' Diane Toe reporting. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey's Interior Affairs Minister says a suicide bomber detonated an explosive device near his ministry, while a second assailant was killed in a shootout with police. Ali Izyerlikaya said two police officers were slightly injured during the attack in the Turkish capital. The attack occurred hours before Parliament was scheduled to reopen Sunday following a summer recess. Television footage showed bomb squads working near a parked vehicle in the area. There was no immediate information on the assailants. Kurdish and far-left militant groups, as well as the Islamic State group, have carried out deadly attacks throughout the country in the past. Residents mourn as Pakistan's blast death toll rises. Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral.
Residents in Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province mourned on Saturday after officials said a suicide bombing the day before left dozens dead. The government has vowed to find those responsible and has accused India's intelligence agency of being involved. At a local hospital in Mastung, people visited their injured relatives. Many remain in critical condition. A second attack on Friday at a mosque in a neighboring province killed at least five people. There's been a surge in militant attacks in Pakistan's western provinces in the run-up to elections in January. But up until now, they had mostly targeted security forces. No group has claimed responsibility for either attack.
It's Reuters' Trevor Coral reporting. Pope Francis has created 21 new cardinals who will help him to reform the church and cement his legacy. AP correspondent Karen Shamus tells us more.
On a crisp, sunny morning filled with cheers from St. Peter's Square, Francis ushered in 21 new cardinals, nearly the pontiff himself. At the start of the service, Francis compared their variety to musicians in an orchestra. Diversity is necessary, it's indispensable. However, each sound must contribute to the common design. Among those entering the exclusive club was the Chicago-born missionary now responsible for vetting bishop candidates around the globe, Robert Prevost. Prevost's promotion, amongst others, was a sign of the Pope's aim to shake up the balance of power in the U.S. hierarchy. The U.S. is a domain where some conservative bishops have strongly resisted his reforms. I'm Karen Shamas.
The U.S. Supreme Court is returning to a new term with familiar topics such as guns and abortion, as well as concerns about ethics swirling around the justices. This year will also have a heavy focus on social media and how free speech protections apply online. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.